activities and our, you know, our work, as much as we know the days are precious, sometimes hard to focus, but here we are in the, you know, close to an Erev Shabbos, which is close to an Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I want to just talk about a number of assorted in Yanim of Rosh Hashanah. I have a couple of sheets which I gave out. We'll see where it takes us in the time that we have. Okay, first of all, we know that there's a Yom HaDin in Rosh Hashanah, and we know there's a lot at stake. Just to have a little bit of perspective on what exactly has been written about the nature of the Din of Rosh Hashanah, to the extent that we know that it's a Yom HaDin, it's an interesting machlokes. It's not a pashta thing exactly. What is the Din about? What are the things that are being decided on Rosh Hashanah? So maybe a springboard for this conversation is a minhag that we are familiar with, to greet each other the night of Rosh Hashanah with a particular greeting. Instead of a good yontif, so, okay, if you're a Sephardi, you say tizkeh v'shanim rabot, correct? That's what many say, although apparently there are those who also use Ashkenazi greeting, if I'm not mistaken. But the traditional Ashkenazi greeting is l'shana tova, tikasev, v'sei chasem, and then some even add more than that. Now, where does this originate? So the tour quotes the minhag of Ashkenaz, and it's actually a different greeting, slightly. There are a couple of shinuyim. The key one is that he doesn't say techasem, but there's also something else interesting in the Torah, derech agav. The lashon haTorah is as follows. At the end of Tav Kuf Pei Beis, you actually have it here. Nohagim ba'ashkenaz, kol echad mevakesh lachaveiro, v'omer lo tikasev bishana tova. So, what makes this different than what we're used to? First of all, the order. Tikasev, putting that first. Second, bishana, not lishana. And then, not mentioning anything about the ceiling. Okay, so as far as the bishana tova versus lishana, because it's interesting, the Ramah, in the very next source on your page, which is also in Tav Kuf Pei Beis, based on the Torah, Noagin Shakoachad Omar Chaber Lishana Tova Tikasev. Okay. Not mentioning Techasem, that's similar to the Torah, but the order is different. So that is interesting. The Prisha on the bottom of the Torah, which I don't think I gave you, but I'll read it to you. So he has a Pshat. First, what does it mean? Tikasev Bishana Tova. There's a Sefer that's called Shana Tova. Like we find Kasveno B'Sefer Slicha Machila. The Sefer, it should be written, inscribed in the Sefer that's called Shana Tova. That's one pshat of the Prisha. That's one pshat. The other pshat, why the Torah has Bishana, because to say Tikasev Lishana Tova, like keeping the Tikasev first, Tikasev would have a Rashi Tevos Tav Lamites, which is Milashen Klala. In Aramaic, Klala is Latusa. Talot sounds like, you know, the opposite of you should be blessed. So you don't want those Rashi Tevos to come out by saying Tikasev Lishana Tova. And we know in Rosh Hashanah how careful we are with language. Therefore, instead of saying Tikasev Lishana Tova, the Torah had Tikasev Bishana Tova. So you don't have those Rashi Tevos. Then he declares, what if you had Lishana Tova Tikasev, which is what the Ramah said? So maybe it's also a problem, because he could still have that meeting, but maybe not. Maybe that's a little bit better. Okay, but that would be as far as the Torah's language. The main concern, though, is why he doesn't say anything about sealing. The Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Ramah, Magen Avraham says that the minhag is, he was Goresis in the Ramah, but I'm not sure who he's quoting it from, Mem Tzadi, if anyone can find that out for me. I'm curious who the Magen Avraham is quoting. I didn't have a chance to be Ma'ayin, but he quotes from the Sefer Mem Tzadi, Tikasev v'sei chasem. Says the Magen Avraham, why? V'chei nochel, sheyachziko l'tzadik shenechtam l'al to l'chaim. Because by doing that, you're corresponding to what the Gemara says, that tzadikim are sealed immediately l'chaim on Rosh Hashanah. So by saying tikasev, you're implying that you need to wait for the chasima, but tzadikim get it all immediately. And therefore, same as say chasem. Just the Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avraham. I don't think I gave the Mishnah Berurah to you, but the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah. First he says, L'nekeva yomar tikon sevi, to be grammatically correct, to a woman. Hamogin avra mitzadei diyesh goma gam v'seicha same. But now he says, V'agra bebe'uro maskim wadas ha'asar mamoros. De'ein goma v'seicha same. You see, the same Hamogin Avram quotes further down, L'gesefer, you see that sefer Yud Mem, this one I know. Yud Mamoros, that's what Yud Mem is. Chelik Beis, from whatever chelik. Yud Mamoros, this is a Ramami Panu, one of the Gdolei Italia, who was a big Mekubal. He wrote a sefer Asar Mamoros, and you see the Hamogin Avram quotes him a lot with the Rashi Tevos Yud Mem, which is Yud Mamoros. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as, L'das Asar Mamoros, Kash Gamat Tzadikim Ein Echtam El V'Yom HaKippurim, Rak Shenechtavim Rosh Hashanah Ein Shem. So even the Hamogin Avram is a little bit acknowledging that maybe the chasima, even for tzaddikim, doesn't happen yet until Yom Kippur. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes also. So according to that, the Gra would say, don't say v'sei chasim on Rosh Hashanah. Then, just once the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Magen Avram, v'ichon goma shana tova tikasev ad chatzos hayom, till the next day chatzos, v'ayin taz, demuchach minei diyom sheni kiyom alef dam, he goes there, v'ichon goma gam b'leo sheni l'shana tova tikasev. He only calls tikhasiv here. He said the second night too. The Yorah b'cholokah is there. So apparently it's a machlokas whether the second night you should say the same greeting or not. Minigah olam, I think maybe not to say the second night. The machlokas whether it should be said the second night. What is this gra based on? The gra is a lot of things, a lot of mar makomo, so I don't know if we can go through all of it, but the gra is basically, as you can see, the gra is so bekitzer, v'noagin tikhasiv, ki masha amar shkoshes svarim v'chuli, that Gemara, Hainu Chayolam Abba, Kimash Amru Tosfos. So he's referring to a Gemara that you see in the next reference on the page. The Gemara quotes of Yochanan, Shloshit Svaram Neftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three books opened, Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. And Tzadikim Gemurim are written and sealed right away L'chaim. Rishon Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam L'alat L'misa, Beinonim Tuyim Ve'omdim Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Then they get Zachu Nechtavim L'chaim, Lo Zachu Nechtavim L'misa. What is the issue that's being discussed in this Memra of Rabbi Yochanan? What is it dealing with? It says that tzaddikim are nechtav v'nechtam immediately. So if it's going on Olam Hazeh, so then it makes sense to say, like the Magen Avraham begins, to chaseh v'sei chaseh. Because after all, it's all Olam Hazeh, wishing them for Olam Hazeh. And we want it to be, everything should be now. We shouldn't have to wait for everything to wait for Yom Kippur like the Beinonim. But the Gra learns differently. The Gra says, that Gemara is L'chayolam Abba. You have to know, what does that mean? L'chayolam Abba. Like, why is there a need for a din this every year on L'chayolam Abba? But he quotes a Tosus like that. U'dilo k'haran. The Ran says, she'kasav l'olam hazeh. No, the obvious kash, if it's Olam Hazeh, everyone asks, the Rishonim asks, and how can we see in the world around us, Nebuch, sometimes tzaddikim don't survive, tzaddikim have a hard year, and Rishonim prosper. The old, age-old question. And here we have a Gemara that says that tzaddikim are nechtav, nechtam le'alter l'chaim tovim, and Rishonim nechtav, nechtam le'alter for opposite, and the world that we see doesn't reflect that. So because of that, Kasha, the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and a lot of Rishonim learn that the Pshat in the Gemara has to be different. When it says Tzadikim Gemurim, it doesn't necessarily have to mean based on their own past history of their Schuyos. Tzadikim Gemurim means based on Cheshbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so for this purpose of this din, they are Tzadikim Gemurim, means that was the verdict for them right now. You see, I have the Ran quoted on the left margin, Tzadikim Gemurim, he asked the Kasha, and then he says, B'shem Avshaya Hazokain, that's the Tosus Rid, Mitrani, Tzadikim Mishon B'din Zekamar, Osam B'nei Adam Shezochim B'din Machmas Ezeschus, that's called Tzadikim Gemurim, because they're Gemurim B'din Ze, even if they have more Averos than Schuyos. Because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, sometimes they'll get their Olam Hazeh, not to have Olam Haba. So they'll get all their merits, will give them the Schab Olam Hazeh, and that's called Tzadikim Gemurim, because the decision was made that in this din, for Olam Hazeh, they should get a good life. It's a bit difficult in the Lashna Gemara, because it comes out, it's like a circular reasoning. It sounds like, Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtam Nechtamim. Why are Tzadikim Gemurim? Because they were Zoche B'din, based on Cheshbono. So why are you Kumsidim Gemurim Nechtam? It's like, it's a Boim Ke'echad kind of thing. It's difficult in the Lashon. Okay, from the Ramban, maybe there's a way to around this kasha, but the way the Ran says it, that's certainly a dochik in the lashon. But umaisa, that's what the Ran says, and many Rishonim as well, that the din is not necessarily based on who has more zchuyos and who has less, but all kinds of other cheshbonos. If it could come out at a rasha, it could be zochem bedin and could be called tzaddikim gemurim bedin zeh. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says that tzaddikim gemurim means what it means, what it sounds like, but the din has to do with olam haba. So what about olam hazeh? So what about that? There's a din olam hazeh as well, but the difference is, says the Gra, that there's another gemara on Amid Aleph, Tezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks about different things where there was a Gemara Din, and when is a Gemara Din? For Tvua, it's Pesach, and so on. And then it says, Adam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shalom, Nechtam Yom HaKippurim. This is very much what we have in the Piyut, we say. Everyone asks the Kashan is Piyut, according to the Pasha Pshat is Gemara with the Gra, the Piyut is beautiful. Rosh Hashanah Yikot Seivun, Yom Tzom Kippur Yechaseimun. Says the Gra, that's referring to everybody, and that's referring to Dinim of Olam Hazeh. In other words, there's a Ksiva on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Chasima on Yom Kippur, everybody the same, even Tzadikim Gemurim, the Chasima waits for Yom Kippur. In the stomach, if there's Tshuva in between, then the Ksiva can be erased, and because it's not sealed yet, and you can have a new Ksiva. But Lamaisa, the Chasima is always for Yom Kippur, is waits for Yom Kippur, and that's Olam Hazeh. And that's what the Gain says, if you go back to the Gra. He says, "The loka aran shekasav lo mazeh the tzaddikim risham the dinan in their din. The har minan because we have the other gemara. But adam nidam rosh hashanah ugzad din biyom hakipurim. And every v'chul, you know, have to track it. V'chul meaning that the gemara. Alma ena chasima elo biyom hakipurim. Umas nisin b'chol adam mayri. And he has another gemara. Elo go down two lines. The afal pisha nichtav. True, there's a ksiva." Of Olam Hazeh for everybody, Rosh Hashanah, im choze ba'aseres v'mei tshuva, if there's tshuva, if the person comes around, then nikva ha'gzar din, v'nichta v'nechta, yom kippur l'tova. Then there'll be a nuksiva on yom kippur l'tova. V'zeh ha'to'eles, that's the benefit of saying that the chasima waits for yom kippur, and that's the meaning of shav v'intayim. And that's why Vakshan Basersi made tshuva, because they knew, why we saying because they knew? There was a ksiva Rosh Hashanah already. Why are we saying because they knew during Basersi made tshuva? Because we want a new ksiva. If the ksiva that was Rosh Hashanah wasn't Letova, so we have a chance to be Korei Legzardin and have a new ksiva, and then until Ne'ilah when it's going to be Chasmeinu. We kar Gzardin of Yechteven Lechayim. And if that's all correct according to the Gra, says the Gra, Lechayim, the Torah is correct. Lechayim Ein Laomro V'sei Chasim. Because what are you wishing now? You're wishing for Olam Hazeh, a bracha. No? So if you're wishing for Olam Hazeh, a bracha, and we say that Olam Hazeh, the ksiva is Rosh Hashanah, could be a new ksiva, hopefully, if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, a good ksiva. But meanwhile, the chasima is waiting for Yom Kippur. The Gemara that says that the chasima for tzaddik and gemurim is Rosh Hashanah is a whole different discussion. That's Olam Haba din. You know what that means. But therefore, says the Gra, the right nusach would be to greet Lishana Tova tikasev. Okay, in defense of Minika Olam, let's just suggest, and some is probably mentioned by others, maybe the pshat would be as follows. Lashana Tova Tikasev Tikasev will mean what? Tikasev now, and they say Chasem in the time that will be the Chasima. It should all be Lashana Tova. It should be Lashana Tova Tikasev now, Chasim of Rosh Hashanah, and they say Chasem. So even according to the Gra's understanding, it's not wrong to say Vesei Chasem. The only thing that would be the problem is if you decide to add more words to Vesei Chasem, which is also sometimes done, which is Vesei Chasem, Le'alter, Le'chayim, Tom, B'sif, Meshul, Tzadikim. If you're doing that, it means you're not learning like the Gra. Then you're learning Pshat, that the Gemara that says that Tzadikim, Gum, Nechtam, Nechtam, Le'alter, is going in Olam Hazeh, like many Rishonim, which is fine. But then, again, the Magen Avraham brings initially, but according to the Yisar Ma'amaros that he quotes, and according to the Gra, the Chasima is actually not to Yom Kippur, in which case you'd have to interpret it Vesei Chasim. If you don't say anything after Vesei Chasim, the Vesei Chasim could work for the time that the Chasima will be. Okay, this is one Indian that, just to have a little bit of familiarity with. We have a few minutes still. Let me show you something very interesting. There's a different file if you wish.